Good morning. We're continuing Chayyotim, Fal Mem, Simon Beis. And I want to point out that according to the opinion of the Rosh, there is a Chumra as well. So we mentioned in the previous Simon that a person should make sure that he washes with a Revius. One of the reasons why a person should be Machmer always to wash with a Revius is because the Locha is that Yadayim, the Taras Yadayim, if a person washes less than a revius, the water becomes tamei. So we have this water which is tamei. So what's the solution? We do mayim shniim. So mayim shniim is matayer the water which is there. That's how Chazal set it up. But they also set it up that it only works in the makam of the netila. So let's say some of the mayim rishonim, which he washed with less than revius, went beyond the makam netila. According to the Rif, it went above the wrist. So mayim shniim will not be matayer that water. If that water subsequently goes back onto the hand becomes tame. You just invalidate your whole netila. So again, if a person washes with less than revius, and he washes one time, the water becomes tame. Some of that water then traveled above the wrist. He pours mayim shtiyim on that water. Even if he pours mayim shtiyim on the water, if he pours the water, the mayim shtiyim on the water while it's above the wrist, that water does not become tor. That water then moves back onto the hand. It makes the hand tome. According to the Rosh, that is actually applies from to the palm of the hand. Whatever is the place which is beyond the muck and the tila has this chumra. So if a person washes his fingers and some of the water, if a person washes less than revius, and he washes his fingers, and some of the water goes onto the palm of his hand, and he pours mayim shniim, the water which is on the palm of the hand, according to the Rosh, which is that's beyond the place in the tila, that water does not become tor. If that water goes back onto the fingers afterwards, the fingers become tame. So there's a chumrah, according to the Rosh, that we have to be careful about. So when we do mayim, that's why we're makbid, to make sure we wash it with a revius. When a person washes it with a revius, so the water does not become tome. We don't have to be worried about this concern. We'll see later on that this generates the halacha of hagbo, that if a person washes with less than revius, he has to keep his hands held up to prevent this problem of none of the water coming back onto his hand. So Chazar Mechayev, that a person has to raise his hands until he dries them, keeps them in a raised state, which is not so easy if a person wants to wash mayim shtiyim. How do you exactly wash mayim shtiyim? Preferably, you end up needing two people to do that. Now, we wash with a revius meeker, then we do not need to do hagbo. There's still an Aruch HaShulchan that says that you should do hagbo. You should raise your hands after you do netila. We'll talk about that more in Siman Daled when he talks about the process of netila, that you should raise your hands. So these are some of the issues which would come up with the issue of less than revius, like you mentioned before. So this is one example of that. Okay, so that's the issue of where do you wash your hands, the preferred option, etc. Now, the Magen Avraham says that a person should speak out that he's undertaking the more machmer degashita. The Birka Lacha comes out that many rishonim hold like that, and you have to be machmer to wash your hands to the wrist. And he doesn't see that as an option. That stronger lashon than the lashon of the Chayyotim, that the Chayyotim seems to say it's preferred. The language of the Shulchan Aruch sounds like it's preferred to do the whole hand to the wrist. The Birka Lacha comes out, it's more than just preferred, it's a strong halachic requirement, because many Rishonim hold like the Rif and the Rambam. But the Magen Avraham says, but since there is a shita which is mekel, so a person undertakes to do the more chomer d'kashita, you get involved in the concern of a neder. So a person should speak out that he's doing this bli neder. So in a case where he has a chasat chak, and he does not have an option of washing the whole hand, he can rely on the more lenient opinion. So in regards to Torah Sederim in general, if a person is not familiar with these, and he believes that that's the halacha, that you're mechayev to wash the whole hand, seemingly he's been doing that his whole life, believing that's the halacha, that's not a neder, because he never undertook to be machmer. He thought that's the halacha. If he knows that the halacha is that you can be, it's a lenient opinion, and he decides to be machmer, like the more machmeric opinion, that becomes a netter. The action of doing it is mechayev him to continue doing it unless he speaks up the netter. So now that you've learned these halachas, you know that it's a chumrah from this point onwards, so you cannot claim ignorance. So therefore, a person should speak out the next time he washes that he's doing this bli neder. The Bir Halacha brings a natzei al moigim that he does not see a need to say that because you don't really have an option. You're mechuyav be machmer. But the Mishnah Berurah does quote this Magen Avraham, that the Magen Avraham says that a person should speak out bli neder, and it's not just, he says, it's not just tamachmer, and it's the Magen Avraham. So a person, now that he's familiar with these halachas, it's a person to speak out that they speak out now, or he can speak out when he washes, the next time he washes, that from now on, when he's washing the whole hand, even though he knows the halacha is that it's debatable, he's doing it, he's not doing it, but Taras HaChumra, which is going to be mechayev himself, that he must continue, and therefore, b'shas hadchak, he can be more lenient. Have a good day.